Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Monday, January 26, 2015. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. It's absolutely beautiful outside right here in Austin, Texas. It's going to be 70 degrees today in the wintertime. I love that. I hope you're not in the East Coast. I just read this article. Warning, everybody who's on the East Coast right now, there's a huge storm imminent. They're predicting record snowfall. They're predicting record winds for the wintertime of this type. So all I ask is for you to be safe. Be as safe as you possibly can. Make sure that those tires are in good condition. I remember what it was like living on the East Coast. I lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for several years. I went to college there. That's right, Carnegie Mellon University. Carnegie Mellon University. Stuck around for a few more years after that. Did the whole software thing. Got my degree in computer science and mathematics before I got into the whole fitness thing. Suffered miserably as a software developer. And then discovered that I had a passion for fitness. And I went on and I pursued that passion and never looked back. But gosh, I remember what it was like to live in Pittsburgh. Snowy. Freezing cold in the winter times. And you needed to be an excellent driver in the ice. I hope you don't have to go through this. So be safe this wintertime. Anyway, I want to talk about one of my favorite lazy tricks that used to work to get me super, super shredded. We've been talking a lot about getting shredded lately because I've been trying to figure out ways for me to support you the best way possible. And the formula for success requires three ingredients. Talked about them before in previous episodes. One ingredient is you have to have the right knowledge. And that's if you're on this show and you're listening to this show and if you've purchased any of our programs, then you have got the knowledge part down. Number two, you've got to have the right support. That's right. You got to have the right support. You got to be hanging around people that all want the same thing for you. And ideally for themselves as well. You want people that are living the shredded lifestyle. If that's what you want to be, if you want to be shredded, you got to hang around people that live the shredded lifestyle. If you want to lose weight, well, you've got to hang around people that live the thin and lean lifestyle. If you want to be muscular, you got to hang around people that live the muscular lifestyle. I remember one of the easiest times I've ever had getting really muscular and shredded was working at the Sports Club LA, a very elite health club in Orange County, California. $200 a month membership, over $1,000 initiation fee, everybody driving up in their expensive Lamborghinis and Ferraris. We even had the guy who owned the original Batmobile. He'd pull up in that thing every now and again just to show us how cool it is. And it was pretty freaking cool. And around those people, man, they got a lot of free time. They got a lot of money. So they were able to pour a lot of money into personal training. And not to mention, at a high-end sports club like that, they want to try to hire the best they possibly can. So the Sports Club LA was made up of some of the most famous trainers, not just from a training standpoint, but these are all mostly competitive bodybuilders who have really made their name out there. And there are so many professional bodybuilders who are trainers over there. And those were my peers and those are my friends. So hanging out with them day to day out. I mean, we even got people that were competing at the Olympia level, champions at the USA's. And that's who I hung around with every day. Just being around that day in and day out, seeing the trainers literally rolling their carts of food. I mean, they would bring in these giant carts with wheels into, they looked like rolling luggage, but they were lunch boxes. They would roll them in every single day with all of their meals, like five meals in there, all packed and prepped and everything. And they'd have in one hand and then in the other hand, they've got their gallon of water and then they've got a big bag slung around their shoulder with all of their training gear and straps and bands and other, you know, everything. And that was the culture every single day. So I'd spend a good 8 to 9 hours every day being around that environment. How could you not get fit being around people like that? I mean, not only are they eating right, you're seeing that. You're seeing them working out super hard, super intensely, working out smart. You pick up a lot hanging out with the people that have or live what you're trying to achieve. And I recommend that you do the same. I recommend that you don't spend too much time hanging out with people that want to get there but haven't gotten there yet. I don't recommend that you hang out with people that don't live and have no desire to live the type of results that you want in your life, I recommend that you hang out with people that already have and happily live and easily live the type of lifestyle that you want, because it's going to accelerate the time between now and when you get there. It will really accelerate it. It'll make it fun, and it will make it effortless. Want me to help you prove my point? Think about the people, if you're vegan, think about what it's like to hang around non-vegans. Isn't it so much easier when you're hanging around vegan people? Isn't it so much easier, so much more fun? That's why every city we go to, me and my wife, we fly in. The first thing we do, we go to meetup.com and we look up where all the vegans are hanging out. And we sign up for every event that we possibly can. We go to all the different potlucks. Why? So we can be around our people. We can be around what we want to be around. We can be around the lifestyle that we choose to live. And it makes it so much more fun, so much more easy. I encourage you to do the same thing too. But anyway, let me get on to the next part, which is action. You got to do it, right? So you've got the knowledge, you've got the support, you got to have the action, you got to do it. And when you have the right support and you have the right knowledge, it's very easy to do it. You just got to do it. That's it. So I want to give you something that just makes the action part so much easier, especially when you're trying to get shredded. I did this several times when I was trying to prepare for a photo shoot or to get on. I don't remember what all the different occasions were, but I had to look good for one reason or another. And I needed to get like just a sick level of leanness so that like my 8-pack was showing and my muscles were just popping out. And one of the easiest ways that I was able to achieve that is using minimal ingredients and going 100% convenient. So what I did was I used peas. Yeah, frozen peas as my primary go-to carbohydrate source and soybeans as my primary carbohydrate and protein source. So all I did was I took a bag of peas and a bag of soybeans and I'd mix them all together into a microwavable container and I'd throw that in the microwave, heat it up for a few minutes, I think, until it was nice and warm. Spray some soy sauce on top of it and just eat that. That's it. I did that for almost all of my meals because it was super easy to make. It was filling. It was actually delicious too. Peas and soybeans are actually a pretty awesome combination, at least in my opinion it is. And then every now and again, I would, when it was super inconvenient for me to make soybeans and peas, I would just eat a protein bar. That's it. Just a protein bar. Go find yourself a protein bar. Go find yourself a few bags of peas and a few bags of soybeans. Mix those together and boom, you've got yourself a little ready-to-go meal. It doesn't have to be peas either. It could be a big medley of vegetables, but you can't go wrong with peas and you can't go wrong with soybeans. That worked like magic. It was so easy. I didn't have to think about anything. Believe it or not, I actually didn't get sick of eating those things. Now, I only had to do it for about 21 to 28 days, and I got so ripped. I got so shredded. My strength actually increased. My workouts became even more intense, which was great. So make sure that you're keeping up on your workouts. Make sure that your intensity doesn't go down. Make sure you're logging everything. So I recorded and logged everything. Every set that I did, every exercise that I did, how much weight I was using. So I knew if I was doing better or worse. And I was doing better, which was awesome. I was doing better and I was cutting down body fat. I was preserving my muscle. So that meant that I was getting my weight was going down on the scale, but my muscle mass was not going down. My fat was. And it looked and felt amazing. How easy is that? That's right. You're just going to live on a couple protein bars, maybe a day, and the rest of it, soybeans and peas. And then, of course, throw in a multivitamin, get your flax seeds or chia seeds in on top of that, all the other extra stuff. But, I mean, for the majority of what you're going to eat, give that a shot. If you're having a lot of trouble right now, you're having a lot of trouble trying to get shredded, getting your meals together and things like that, try that simple little tip and let me know how it goes for you. Now, some of you, you probably won't last a day or two. It's just not going to work for you because you can't stand the taste of those things. Some of you might be taken out because you're afraid of soybeans. Don't be afraid of soybeans. I put a guy on 3 magazine covers in the same month with half his protein coming from soybeans, and I've never had any trouble with it, and neither have all of our bodybuilding vegan champions who like to eat soybeans. They don't have any problem with it. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to give you boobs or anything like that. You're going to do just fine. Just stay away from the soy protein powder, the soy protein isolate. That's the stuff that seems to cause all the problems. but soybeans and peas. How easy is that, ladies and gentlemen? Is it the most healthy? No, it's not the most healthy, but it's pretty healthy. It's better than what most people are eating, right? So give that a shot. I want to know what you think about that. Feel free to send me an email. Give me your feedback. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And for free courses, we got some pretty awesome courses right now. We've got the vegan muscle book, and I'm going to be changing that pretty soon. So you better get it while you still can. I'm going to be pulling that off pretty soon, and I'm going to be putting something else on that I will announce and tell you all about a little bit later. We've got the leaner, fitter, faster, and healthier at any age. Free training, audio training on there. And at the very end, I talk a little bit about the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. Oh, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I have extended the early bird date. I didn't realize how short I made that, because we got some time left. We got over a month left before that starts. So I've extended the early bird to the end of this month. So if you want to get in, you want to come here, you want to learn how to do fat loss, you want to learn how to do muscle building the vegan way, you want to learn how to create an entire program laid out for you for an entire year so you know exactly what to do, you know exactly how to eat, how to work out every day of the week to carve out the exact body that you want, this is the event to go to, because I am going to be helping you one-on-one. This is one of my, it is by far my favorite event that I put on, and I want you to be there. We've got just a few spots left for the early bird special. And for those of you who already got in, I've got good news for you. I've got some upgrades for you. We made some arrangements which are going to be pretty amazing. We got a little premium upgrade and a VIP upgrade that I'm going to tell you about. But I'll tell you one of the features that you're going to have is you're going to have the ability to sign up for all of your meals 100% taken care of. Oh my gosh, gourmet vegan meals that are super, super, super healthy will raise your metabolism and make your taste buds just go crazy. How about that? Can't wait to share that with you guys. I'll be sending you out an email for all of you signed up already. But for the rest of you, what are you waiting for, man? What are you waiting for? I know this year is going to be an amazing year for you, but you've got to make it. I talked about action. You want the knowledge? Come to Metabolic Mastery. You're going to have the knowledge. You want support? You want to be part of a support system? Come to Metabolic Mastery. I am going to be your support system, and so will my wife, the vegan medical doctor, who, by the way, is going to be speaking and teaching alongside the top vegan medical doctors in the world, Esselstein, McDougall, Dr. Greger, T. Colin Campbell. That's right. She is the only female vegan medical doctor who will be presenting at the Plant-Based Nutrition Healthcare Summit. It's coming up in October in San Diego. Pretty cool, right? Anyway, you want to go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Check out the Metabolic Mastery Intensive link right over there. Or you can just go to metabolicmasteryintensive.com. Get yourself in on the early bird special. Check it out before January 31st. And then that's when we switch, close the doors of that, and we switch over to regular pricing. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Vegan Body Revolution Show. My name is Thomas Tadlock, your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show and veganbodyrevolution.com. And I will catch you on the next podcast.